This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Yesterday, I said contentment requires a heart change that moves a man from comparison with others to satisfaction in God. It's a struggle for a new identity, as the Bible's Jacob shows. Jacob's life was an exercise in deception, disappointment, and discontentment, until he wrestled with the Lord one fateful night on a bank of the Jabbok River. Daybreak found Jacob a new person, a father to the nations, a man on a mission from the Lord. Jacob's life took on purpose that transcended discontentment. Hebrews 11:21 comments, "By faith Jacob, when he was dying, worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. In a foreign land, weak with age and well acquainted with heartache, Jacob died content in the Lord." In his 1648 book, The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment, Jeremiah Burroughs said, "Christian contentment is that sweet, inward, quiet, gracious frame of spirit which freely submits to and delights in God's wise and fatherly disposal in every condition. You're content when at peace with, submitted to, and happy in God." So please don't shy away from struggling with God over the discontentment in your life. Your struggle may not look the same as Jacob's, but every man must walk the same path. Being mastered by God is far sweeter than being ruled by worry and disappointment.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.